Well, Kyle Hart hadn't given up a home run in each of his last two starts, but he surrenders a solo shot off the bat of Michael Franco here in the first inning. So the Iron Pigs are up 1-0 as the Paw Sox come to bat in the home half of the first inning against the right-hander Seth McGarry, who, again, as we told you off the top, was not the scheduled starter here tonight. It was supposed to be the left-hander Cole Irvin, but Irvin was a late scratch as the Phillies called him up a little earlier today. So now it's the right-hander McGarry getting the ball, and he'll face the left-handed hitting Cole Sturgeon to begin things here in the first. His first pitch is a fastball over the outside corner, a called strike. Sturgeon hitting 270 on the year. He's got six home runs and 38 runs batted in. The 0-1 is off the plate away, a ball and a strike. McGarry this season has spent the bulk of the year here in Lehigh Valley, but has also seen some time at AA and at High A. A 1-1 pitch just dips down low, 2-1. His last time out came on the 22nd against Syracuse. He went four innings in that game, giving up five hits and three earned runs. He works off the first base side. His 2-1 is cut on and missed. He blew a fastball by the bat of Sturgeon, and it's 2-2. Sturgeon leading off once again, as he has a lot over the last week and a half for Pawtucket. A 2-2 swing and a line drive foul third base side. Count remains 2-2 on Sturgeon. Cole in yesterday's doubleheader saw action in both games, had three hits combined between the two. His fourth relief appearance of the season on Thursday as he grounds the 2-2 foul first base side, and we will do it again. Final Saturday night of the year, which means the final fireworks show of the year to follow this one, set to the theme of Motown music. McGarry set the 2-2 pitch. Just dips down low, and the count is full on Sturgeon. C.J. Chatham and then Jansen Witte to follow here in the first inning. McGarry works out of the stretch. He comes set just above the belt. His payoff pitch is hit in the air high and deep to right field. Perella's onto the track. He watches this one leave the yard. Solo home run for Cole Sturgeon, number 7 on the year, and the Boss Sox get that run back. They tie it up at 1 here in the first.
Well, 8th pitch of the at-bat, and Sturgeon takes advantage. Long at-bat in the battle between McGarry and Sturgeon. And then on another 3-2 pitch home, Sturgeon takes advantage. Ball is just middle in. And Beltai and Sturgeon just turns on it and unleashes it to right.
And now C.J. Chatham takes a curveball over the inside corner for a strike. And how about the Paw Sox over the last couple of days? The home run barrage. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive into left field. It falls in for a base hit in front of Castillo. A ringing single off the bat of C.J. Chatham, and the Paw Sox greeting Seth McGarry with a pair of hits to begin the bottom of the first.
Well, one thing that's continued to be impressive, Jim, about C.J. Chatham is his willingness to go after pitches early in counts. I mean, we saw that when he came up earlier. You know, we saw his first couple of games here 2 weeks ago, and he's just willing to swing early. And he goes after it. That one second pitch of the at-bat, nicely done by Chatham, and just continues to hit.
C.J. Chatham has now reached in 17 consecutive games. He's aboard at first, and Jansen Witte takes a fastball over the outside corner for a strike. How about this on C.J. Chatham? When he was called up, he went 0-for-4, failed to reach base back on the 13th of August. But in 17 games now since, he has reached in all of them and has recorded a hit in 16 of those 17. 0-1 pitch is tapped foul at the dish for strike two. He's been very impressive. He's been a bit shaky in the field over the last couple of days. Made a pair of errors here on Thursday, and on his putout in the top of the first, he threw wide up the first baseline. Akemi able to corral it and tag the runner Grillon going by. But other than that, he's been very sure-handed at shortstop. We've seen him play second base too. 0-2. Slider dipping down and away. A ball and two strikes. We're tied at 1 here in the bottom of the first. A pair of solo home runs. One from Michael Franco, the top of the first for Lehigh Valley. And Cole Sturgeon responding with the solo blast of his own. 1-2. Swinging a line drive in the air to right field. This one slicing towards the foul line. Reaching and making the catch on the run is Perella. That's an outstanding play by the Lehigh Valley right fielder. He went into a full sprint on a ball that had a ton of slice on it off the bat of Witte. And Perella hauls it in for the first out of the inning.
This is some kind of play. I mean, he has a long way to go to get to this baseball. That is really well done. Your anticipation off the bat has to be perfect there in order to track that ball down. And for Perella in right field, it was. That was really well done.
That's one of those you circle in your scorebook for sure. But now Rusne Castillo takes a ball in the dirt from McGarry. Castillo coming in, a 277 hitter. He's got 17 home runs and 62 knocked in. Was named Pawtucket's MVP for a second straight year here on Monday before the game. Right on right matchup. Chatham still at first, held on by Listy. And the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball, bounce foul, third base side, wide of the third base coach's box. A number of fans taking this one in on the berm out in left center field. Looks like a lot of folks brought their blankets or their towels to lay out and watch this game on the grass. That's a great spot to catch the action. And this seating bowl is close to full on the final Saturday night of the year. A deep breath, the 1-1 from McGarry. Swing and a foul back to the backstop. 1-2.
How good has the weather been the last couple of days? It has not been dog days of August at all.
No. Not at all. We've been blessed with some great weather. We're washed out on Wednesday, but the last two nights and here tonight, it's been awesome. 1-2 is way inside with a changeup, it looked like, to 80 miles an hour. 2-2 now on Castillo. Interesting alignment in the outfield. They're playing him to go to the opposite field. Left fielder Ali Castillo is in that left center field gap. There's a ton of room down that left field line. 2-2 pitches inside and low. And now the count is full on Rusne Castillo.
Boy, McGarry sometimes, he doesn't leave much unknown on the mound. Even after that pitch right there, he could tell he short-armed it, immediately grimaced as he threw that ball. It was pretty obvious there. A lot of times you don't see pitchers give you much on the mound.
The right-hander's payoff pitch, swing and a hard hit, ground ball to the left side, backhanded in and out of the glove of Canelo, the shortstop, and everybody is going to be safe. Chatham to second, Rusne Castillo reaching on a hard hit grounder that took Canelo into the hole, made a nice ranging play to stop it and keep it on the infield, but it popped out of his glove, and Castillo is aboard with an infield single.
Well, tell me if you agree with this one, Jim, but on that play, he's going to his backhand, and normally you would say don't start to throw it before the ball is in his glove. That's an obvious thing you talk about when you're learning how to play defense, whatever scenario it might be.
And now Bobby Dalbec takes the ball outside.
But it seemed like he knew pretty early his only chance was for that ball to get out super quick and go to second. There was never going to be a play at first. The only play was to second. So that's one where trying to get it out quickly and the ball coming out, it was really his only chance.
1-0 pitch is just south of the knees over the inside edge, held there an extra second by Grillon, but it's 2-0 now on Dalbec. And now a visit from pitching coach Steve Schrenk, who's headed out to the mound to talk to his pitcher, who has surrendered three hits here in the first inning. The solo shot to lead things off, the ringing single from Chatham. Jansen Witte's lineup was hit hard, too. Took a great play by Perella to haul it in. And now Castillo reaching on an infield single. Grillon, the catcher, out for the three-man meeting on the mound. Tied at one here in the first. Now the home plate umpire, Jose Navas, up to break up the meeting on the mound. So Navas has home plate. Eric Bacchus is the first base umpire. And Randy Rosenberg is the umpire at third. This is the crew that we had in the last series as well against Scranton. Two balls and no strikes. One gone here in the bottom half of the first inning. Right on right matchup. McGarry is set. A look back at the runner and the pitch. Swing and a squibber in a right center field. A lunging grab by Gosselin, the second baseman. Inside out swing on a tailing fastball by Dahlbeck. Nearly got it over the head of the second baseman, Gosselin, but he got a good beat on it, and he put it away for the second out.
Yeah, he just missed this one. Fastball, inner half, belt high. And Dahlbeck trying to go with that inside out swing. But Gosselin able to back up on it and just make the play onto the outfield grass.
We've seen Dahlbeck do that a couple of times successfully, that inside out swing. Now two out, two on for Akemi, who takes the ball downstairs. Josh Akemi hitting 209. He's got 25 home runs, 57 RBIs. He's second in the Red Sox minor league system in the long ball department, second only Bobby Dahlbeck. 1-0 pitch, drifts off the plate away. Two balls and no strikes. Akemi played in both games of the double dip yesterday, was 0 for 6, but did reach on a walk in the second game. Right on left matchup, the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Big rip by Akemi there. And the count goes to 2-1. Akemi, the league leader in walks with 80. Shift on, as it usually is for him on the infield, even with two runners on. Three infielders on the right side. Franco's the only one on the left side. McGarry's 2-1 pitch. Swinging a bounding ball into the shift on the right side. Gloved by the second baseman, Gosselin. And his throw from the outfield grass is in plenty of time to get Akemi for the final out of the inning. But the Paw Sox respond with a home run of their own off the bat of Cole Sturgeon. And through one full at McCoy, we are tied at one here on the Paw Sox Radio Network.